listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Natasha Menefee, our Content Editor. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Mark. Today we have our special focus session for the quarter, and it highlights a woman of wisdom named Abigail. And this session is going to teach us about how Christ can lovingly confront us and help us if we're on the verge of making a bad decision or send someone our way that can help us to lovingly correct and help us get back on the right path.
All right. So step into keep a bad situation from getting worse. So how can we help others avoid potential pitfalls? The story of Abigail. Number one, be trustworthy. Be trustworthy. Let's read 1 Samuel 25, starting at verse number 14. One of Nabal's young men informed Abigail, Nabal's wife, "Look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, but he screamed at them. The men treated us well. When we were in the field, we weren't harassed, and nothing of ours was missing the whole time we were living there among them. They were a wall around us, both day and night, the entire time. And we were with them herding the sheep. Now consider carefully what you should do, because there is certain to be trouble for our master and his entire family. He is such a worthless fool, nobody can talk to him." And so there it is. Nabal is the surly man, Abigail, his wife. And so one of the young men is just coming to her to talk about this incident that's going on, while David's men and Nabal's men were out in the field. And they said they got along great. They were such a great help to one another. And yet Nabal screamed at them. He was rude and indignant toward them. And so then the final commentary that the man says is, "He is such a worthless fool, nobody can talk to him." And so I'm sure that probably in our lifetimes, all of us have run into a Nabal somewhere, right? Somebody that you don't feel like, you know, nobody can really even talk to this person. They got their own ways and they're kind of closed off to real conversation and correction. And so what do you do? What do you do in times like that? What do you do when you're confronted with people like this? And so our first point, just be trustworthy, be trustworthy. And so he takes all this time to describe this because he wants to help, right? And so he is not just gossiping about what happened, like sometimes we would do. We would just gossip about it. He is not just spreading bad rumors about Nabal, trying to put him down. He has intentionally gone to somebody that he thinks in confidence might be able to do something about this. Man, I've checked my list and my contact list, and I don't see anybody else that can do something about Nabal. But Abigail, you're his wife. And he's saying, maybe you're the one who can actually, you know, speak to this man, because nobody else can even talk to him. So his really, in his attempt is not to defame Nabal, not to put Nabal's business in the street. His intent is, let's try to fix this situation. And I'm telling you, Abigail, because I think you're the only one who might be able to do something about this. And so in this way, he is really being a trustworthy servant, right? I'm trying to help the boss out. And sometimes you have to do that. You know, sometimes you've been in situations and you have to find the person of peace who is able to speak into the situation. And often it's got to be a person who has the reputation. It's got to be a person who has the relationship, right? Sometimes you might know the right words to say, but you don't have the right relationship with the person to be able to say them. And so he comes to Abigail because she is now not only his Nabal's wife, but she's also here, the person of peace. She is the one with the relationship and the skills to be able to do something about this situation before it gets worse. So, Natasha, what do you see in here?
Yeah, I saw some of those same things. What stands out in this section is before we ever hear Abigail's response, I think the scriptures show us her character and how she was found to be trustworthy by the servant, found to be someone that he could come to and maybe help lead on a different course of action. Somebody that could be trusted to operate with wisdom. And she gives us an example to follow as to when and how we know whether we can step in to help avoid a conflict. You mentioned one of them. Relationship is one of them. She was available. So she had relationships. She had the relationship. And so for us, we have to be able to build relationships with other Christians. And she was available and she had room to be able to deal with the situation. She wasn't too busy with her own concerns that she couldn't help someone else. You mentioned avoiding gossip. We can't be someone who's always wanting to know the thing so we can have other people's information, but we're doing the right thing to help somebody seek reconciliation. We can be trusted to help and then pray for God's direction. And we're going to see that Abigail's going to do that as she begins to approach David, that she's focusing on God's will. So she gives us an example to follow. And she's clearly has proven herself to be someone who could possibly function with wisdom and help correct the situation.
All right. Very good. Very good. So here's the second point. Be a source of godly wisdom, a source of godly wisdom. Let's start at verse number 23. When Abigail saw David, she quickly got off the donkey and knelt down with her face to the ground and paid homage to David. She knelt at his feet and said, "The guilt is mine, my Lord, but please let your servant speak to you directly. Listen to the words of your servant. My Lord should pay no attention to this worthless fool Nabal, for he lives up to his name. His name means stupid, and stupidity is all he knows. I, your servant, didn't see my Lord's young men whom you sent. Now, my Lord, as surely as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, it is the Lord who kept you from participating in bloodshed and avenging yourself by your own hand. May your enemies and those who intend to harm my Lord be like Nabal. Let the gift your servant has brought to my Lord be given to the young men who follow my Lord. Please forgive your servant's offense, for the Lord is certain to make a lasting dynasty for my Lord because he fights the Lord's battles. Throughout your life, may evil not be found in you. And so here, Abigail thinks about how to handle this situation. She brings gifts and bows in humble submission and asks for the opportunity, the freedom to be able to talk directly. And then she speaks. And so think about all the cultural implications here. As a woman, she really even wasn't supposed to speak. So she asked permission to be able to speak. David now listens. And what is she trying to do? She's trying to diffuse the situation. She says, my husband is acting like his name, Nabal, which means stupid. And so, look, he is just a stupid man, she's telling David. And said, I love the fact that she really kind of speaks prophetically in the end of this statement. And she thinks about David's future and how God is and will be using him. And she ends up by saying, forgive this offense because God has something greater in store for you, and you don't want to soil your reputation with this old guy. He says, God is about to make a lasting dynasty for my Lord, little L, she's talking about David, because he fights for the Lord, big L, she's talking about God. And so what a great word this is here. And as she throws this prophetic pronouncement on David, she just kind of seals the deal. He's stupid. Don't you do something to mess up your reputation too over this guy. And let me bring you these gifts of peace so that you can stay in alignment with this spectacular future that God has for your life. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I'm thinking probably some people are going to be thinking even now that I wish somebody would have spoken to me before I did that stupid thing, you fill in your own blank, to remind me that God had something greater for me in the future. And so there it is. But it may be too late for the stupid thing in your past and mine. But it's not too late for us to be able to speak into the lives of other people around us as they're in critical moments just like this. What are you seeing here, Natasha?
It takes me to something I try to tell my students, my people when I'm teaching class, or even my own children: pause and reflect. And Abigail gives a great example. Before we jump into our actions, let's pause and reflect the implications of what's going to happen. And so when we look, she gives a great model. She functioned with intellect and she was discerning. And that requires us to pause. She was a woman of wisdom, not just because of this one action, but clearly that was her character. She's reflecting who her character is. She functioned with humility and respect, like you talked about. She didn't come in with any kind of arrogance. And sometimes the way we approach people has the power to set the stage for how our words are received. It's not always our message, but our method of communication. And Abigail came with humility and respect, so therefore her message was received. And then she went in person. And in the day and age where we talk in text and email, sometimes face-to-face communication is necessary. And so I pulled that out and I see that. And she used discernment to know when that was necessary. So she gives us a great example of wisdom to pause and reflect on the situation, and to help someone else pause and reflect on their situation before they do or say something that has irreversible consequences.
All right. So there, the final point is be a person of peace. Be a person of peace. Let's read, start at verse number 32. Then David said to Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you to me this day. May your discernment be blessed, and may you be blessed today, and you kept me from participating in bloodshed and avenging myself by my own hand. Otherwise, as surely as the Lord God of Israel lives, who prevented me from harming you, if you had not come quickly to meet me, Nabal wouldn't have any males left by the morning." Then David accepted what she had bought him and said, "Go home in peace. See, I have heard what you said and have granted your request." And so there it is, be a person of peace. And so she puts her life on the line to come and talk to David in this moment, but she saves her husband and all the men. Now, think about this. The men had nothing to do with what went wrong, but they were going to receive all the punishment for what went wrong. He was going to kill not only Nabal, but he was going to kill all of Nabal's men as well. And so Abigail now has saved, by giving this encouragement and wisdom to David, his heart is touched by her words. She has become a person of peace. And David accepted the gift, decided not to destroy the man, and fully granted her request. And so we need in these days more people of peace, right? We have all of these times and situations where people can't get along. And, you know, we got political sides don't want to talk to each other. And, you know, it shows up in other areas of life and society. We need more people who will be like Abigail, people of peace, who put themselves sometimes at risk in order to give the right encouraging word and wisdom for the circumstance. And if we would have more people who would intervene like this, our world and our nation would be a much, much better place. What are you thinking, Natasha?
Yeah, I'm thinking, blessed are the peacemakers. That we find in Matthew, it says, "For they will be called children of God." Abigail was a peacemaker. And like you said, her wisdom didn't only benefit her household and her husband's servants, but it benefited David as well. And so what this shows me is that when we function in godly wisdom, it's not self-serving. Godly wisdom brings peace to everyone, and everyone is impacted for the good when we function according to God's way and use his wisdom. And so she gives us an example to follow. And as we're led by the Spirit to help someone else from making poor choices, we can step in with wisdom and try to help a fellow believer before they head down a dangerous path. Not just so we can say that we did something great, but for the benefit of someone else and to impact others. Because Nabal's decision, as you said, was going to impact everyone around him. So if we can be a peacemaker and step in, we have the opportunity to help not just the one person making the bad decision, but everyone that they're connected to can be benefited and blessed by our wisdom and our functioning in God's peace.
All right. This is going to be a great, great lesson. And Abigail's going to get a little highlight here, and we appreciate that. So I want you to hold on. If you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just a moment, because Natasha is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody to get your own copy of the You Bible Study. You can find it at you.lifeway.com. That's you.lifeway.com. It's our urban cultural forward Bible study. It comes in paper and digital formats. There's a teacher guide in the back of the book, daily devotional pages to keep us engaged in the Word of God, a leader's pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. All right, Natasha, give us our teaching tip for today.
So before you teach this special focus on Abigail, it's important to get some context on the lesson. So there's two tips to help you prepare for this session. The first one is get a better understanding of the events that led up to the introduction of this story in 1 Samuel. So you can go back and read the preceding chapter to have an understanding of the context of what's going on, and also get an understanding of the context of the times, especially the view of wives and how they were viewed during this time and in biblical culture. So those two things will help you set context for this particular lesson. And as we talk about Abigail, learn from her life.
All right. This is great. This is absolutely great. Friend, join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.